There we go. So now I'm sitting with Vinny Favorito.
Right,
that's
perfect.
Correct. And you are going to be one of the hosts of the show.
Right, the real deal.
And you've been a comedian for how many years?
About 20 years now.
And where are you originally from, New York?
No, from Boston. I hate you.
Sorry.
From Boston.
Boston,
yeah.
Okay. And what...
Inner city Boston.
What brought you to Vegas?
Well, I had been doing my comedy, and I had been working Vegas since around 92, and then I moved out to the West Coast, but I would come into Vegas to work the Tropicana like every 2 to 3 months. And then I moved to the West Coast to L.A., had a pilot with Fox Family, and did some TV stuff, and then I started doing Harris Improv for Bud Friedman, who's like a dad to me, and I've been working there about 5 years, and then Bill Volkner, who's my manager and producer now, and Harris and Matt King had come up to me. I was Harris' number one ticket seller at the Improv, and they said, we'd like to take you off the road and give you your own show. So I said, okay. So I came to Vegas. I bought a house. I started. They took me downtown to Binion's. I did that for a little over a year because Harris had bought Binion's and then sold it, but they had to run it for a year. So I was the first and last headliner ever at Binion's, which was cool.
Yeah.
And then Harris bought all the property, Center Strip in Las Vegas, and I came down and did O'Shea's for a little over 3 years. It's a little like attic room, but we had a great time. Waited for my opportunity. They promised me, you know, your room is coming, and now I'm in the Flamingo, and it's fabulous.
And
seven
how
nights
often
a week.
Make? 7 nights a week.
8 o'clock every night, 7 nights a week, and no show's the same. It's electric. I have the best crowds. We're sold out almost every night, so it's really, really caught on.
And then you're doing this as well now.
Exactly. Very excited about the show. I'm a poker player. I like to play poker. I'm not a big-time poker player, but I like to play poker. I know poker. And I think the combination of mixing comedy with poker and having fun, and I get to work with all these great poker pros that are contracted for the show. And I love to work with an audience, and I love the fact that I have free rein to talk to them like I do on my own show, except it'll be a lot cleaner.
And how did you get involved? Did they come to, and approach you, or did you hear about it and kind of throw your
I didn't
in?
Know anything about it. These guys started coming to my show. Bud Friedman, actually, out of L.A., had talked to Bill and said, I got the guy. And that's how they found out about me, and they started coming to my shows at O'Shea's. They started approaching me, then they talked to my manager, said, we know that we want this guy. And then when they sat down to put the deal together, my manager said, well, Vinny will be the backup guy every, like, just 2 days a week because of my schedule. And I can't do, obviously, 8 o'clock shows here because I have my shows at 8 o'clock. So then they brought on Paul Rodriguez, who I think is going to be great. He's a very funny guy. And I think the whole show is really a great concept.
And as a comedian, what does this offer you that's kind of new and exciting for you, the opportunity to host here? What's exciting for you about that?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding. I love, first of all, the Venetian. This is a phenomenal room. I love the room. But I love, you know, new adventures. I get hired to do a lot of private things, host a lot of things. I'm known for celebrity roasting. And that's what my show basically is. Every night you're a celebrity. I roast everybody.
Okay.
But I have a scary memory. I can talk to 40 people in my audience and never forget their name, where they're from, and I call back to them.
Okay.
Well, it's the same thing with this show. You meet new contestants that come up. You got new crowds that are facing you. I'm working two buildings in Las Vegas. It involves poker. It involves prizes. It's just a fun show, and I think I really wanted to be part of this.
And is it hard? Because you did say it would have to be a bit cleaner than your act. So
right.
Do you have to? Are you going to have to kind of edit a little bit?
Not unless I deal with a real idiot. Otherwise, it'll be fine.
Otherwise, it's good.
No, I have no problem. That's the funny thing. A lot of people just see my show, think, "Wow, he does swear." So, yeah, but it just depends where I am. The Flamingo and Harris, they created me to be the edgiest show in Las Vegas. But I have elderly that get in lines over and over again because I have the most repeat business, and they love it because I do it with a likability, you know? Well, just like this, you feel like I'm swearing, but I'm not swearing, you know? And that's the kind of, because I'm very street, but I cover all walks of life. Milton Berle actually gave me the name Wrinkles with Venom. And that's really who I am.
That's scary.
Not a bad thing. No, it's really not. You should come. It's a great show.
That's a little scary.
But I just love interaction. And that's why I think I'm perfect for a show. It's funny. At my show, at the end one night, some of the crew was at my show, and I announced, they said, I'm going to be hosting a new game show, and the whole front row just started laughing, and I go, what, you can't picture me on a game show? I can turn a letter, you know? But no, the interaction is what's key.
The interaction, and also, I would imagine, you do this probably in your show every night, but a layperson to think about keeping on your toes, to look at the action, plus to be thinking of jokes,
right,
plus to be looking at what's next to think of a joke,
right,
you know, that's a lot to juggle.
But that's, you know what, I love the challenge and stuff like that, but I'm very quick off my feet, and there are a lot of people who know poker but think they know poker, and you gotta also keep them in line, like you say, with what's happening. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, but it's a lot of fun to, you know, deal with two elements. It's like you've got the audience, and
that's
then
right,
you've got audience members on the stage, and it's not your typical game show. And my guarantee is, after I've done this show for a while, the Venetian will approach me to offer me a big deal, but I'm already taken.
Okay, well, I think that's probably it.
Great.
That's everything.